Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to another edition of Lay's Kelcook Presents Crunch Time. And joining me this week is third-year cornerback Brandon Boykin. Brandon, first question I want to ask you is this. Do you still keep a list in your room of the corners who were drafted ahead of you in the 2012 NFL Draft?
I do still have the list. The list is actually in the same exact place as it was when I first got to Philly. So it is still exactly where it was.
Brandon, 6 interceptions, tied for 2nd in the league last season. What's tougher, getting the big interception or downing a punt at the 1-yard line, which is something that you're excellent at doing?
I'd say getting the big interception. I think, like, downing the punt and catching the ball is, like, just second nature to me. I that's one of my favorite plays, being able to run down there and have the opportunity to make a play right before it hits the goal line. So that's easy to me.
Now, you have a future in broadcasting. Something that you study at Georgia, something you want to do, I'm going to give you an opportunity. You can be the play-by-play voice. You can be Merrill Reese and call your interception.
Call my interception?
Call your interception.
I've heard it a couple times. And I don't want to make fun of Merrill.
You can do it your way, but do it Brandon Boykin's way. You can do it your way.
I was going to do it like Merrill.
You can do it like Merrill. Even better. If you
all
can do it Merrill.
Brandon Boykin for the interception.
It's my best Merrill impression.
That's impressive. Very, very nice job on the spot. Who are some other impersonations you can do? I've heard from players' team that you're one of the best. So,
I sing country. Sing country. One day I'm gonna have to do that for you guys.
Okay, we can save that for later.
Yeah, we're gonna
do that today. Brandon, you've gone against some of the best receivers in the league. Who is the best one that you faced?
The best one I faced, I would have to say Calvin Johnson. Although I didn't face him a lot, he wasn't in the slot that much, but. Everybody in the league probably would say that that's a cornerback. But one of my former teammates, AJ Green, is not far behind. He's definitely right on his heels of being one of the best, if not the best in the league.
Are you just giving him love because he's a Georgia guy, or?
I think everybody would agree. AJ is second to Calvin as far as best receiver.
Now, Brandon, you're known as one of the most well-dressed players in the locker room.
I didn't know that. I really didn't.
Would you say you're the best?
I wouldn't say I'm the best. I like to, on the record, none of my suits or anything are, like, tailored. I, like, mix and match, and I do all of that myself. But there are some guys that, like, get it nice, like Malcolm and Nate, and those guys can dress just as well. So we wear a lot of sweatsuits, so a lot of times we don't get to see that. But I would love to, like, you know, do something to see who could be the best dressed.
I think of when Brian Dawkins was here, that he was a well-dressed guy as well. So is it something about playing the secondary?
Yeah, I think...
just going by the guy's name there, so...
It is. It's kind of a part of my game, I would say. I can't speak for everybody else, but getting up and on a game day and, you know, looking nice and acting like you're going, you know, somewhere and handling business, it's kind of a part of the routine.
So you're also a very good basketball player. You played on the Eagles offseason basketball team. Would you say you're the best with... The number of guys who are offered Division I scholarships, such as yourself, are you the best Eagles basketball player?
Overall, no. But
you're being humble on this one, really?
I'm not. I'm not gonna say that because I'm not a great jump shot. I'm not a great jump shooter.
Okay.
That's probably the one knock on me. If I had a jump shot, I would definitely say I'd be the best player, and I probably would have been playing basketball. But there's a lot of guys that have a better overall game. I'll say that than me. But as far as like. The wild plays, I think I'll get that for you.
So who is the best overall player?
Best overall player? I'd probably say Mac. Mac got a really nice jump shot. He can dribble. He's quick. Nick can shoot too. So Brad can shoot. I mean, it's a lot of different guys. But as far as, you know, dunking and the highlight plays, that's me.
So let me ask you this. So you've been known for making big plays. Obviously an athletic freak. How come you're not on the offensive side of the football?
That's just the NFL. I mean, there's guys that are – everybody that's here probably was the most athletic guy on their college team or the best player on their college team, and that's why it's the NFL. So, you know, I actually played offense my entire life until college, and then I played a little bit in college, but, you know, I definitely feel like I'm better suited for defense.
All right, so we talked about how you're well-dressed, obviously tremendous physique. How long did it take you to get dressed?
It doesn't take me very long to get dressed in the morning. To be honest, when I'm coming to the facility, I'll go in my closet and the first thing I see, I'll put on. But the thing that takes me the longest is like trying to find out like which pair of shoes to put on. That's always the hardest part. you know.
How many pairs do you have?
I got a lot of shoes. I'd probably say about 200, maybe 250. But they're not all here, but I got a pretty good collection here. And then I'll just look at my collection and be like, what do I want to put on today? It could take about 5 or 10 minutes.
Favorite pair?
My favorite pair of shoes of all time are the Air Jordan 11s. They're like the patent leather ones. And I got a good amount of those in different colors. And those are always been my favorites.
So it's one thing getting dressed when you're coming to the facility, because obviously you're wearing sweats. So if you're going on a night of the town with your fiance, who's going to take longer to get dressed? You or her?
She's going to take longer, but
you might have to be very careful how you answer this question.
She's going to take longer than me just for the simple fact that she's going to check herself like 30 times. But I'm going to try on a lot of different outfits, but in my head I know like what I probably would want to wear, so I'll get it ready.
Brandon, it's your third year in the league. It's the first time in over a decade that this team has been 3-0 to start the season. What is special about this Eagles team?
Just the team chemistry, the camaraderie that we have as teammates. Like Coach Kelly was saying it. He says it all the time. Like, I mean, everybody knows that this is a business, the NFL, but here we don't feel like it's a business. We feel like we're back at college and, like, this is all that we have and this is what we're playing for, and that's why we're able to just gel on the field and trust each other when things aren't going right, and that's been every game this season. So I think just the chemistry that we have and the trust that we have in each other is going to continue to grow, and we're going to continue to get better because of it.
Lace Kelcook presents Crunch Time. Our special guest this week, cornerback Brandon Boykin. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Lay's Kettle Cooked. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties.